Why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today. You're listening to globaltalkradio.com.
The following program is provided for informational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed during the show do not necessarily reflect those of the station or the host. There are no guarantees to the information presented in this material, and the claims and results of any cannot be guaranteed. As always, you should consult with a professional before making any decisions that may impact your legal, financial, or medical well-being. This recording is copyrighted, all rights reserved. No portion may be used or reproduced in any way without express written permission.
Hello and welcome to Your House of Health, Building and Maintenance Tools for Life, with your host, Barbara Swanson.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. I am very excited to start this journey and be on a show where I have a chance to explain to you what I've been learning and dealing with for the last 15 years and to share the tools that I have learned that make health changes simpler. I have on the phone with me a good friend and an associate of mine, Jana. Hello.
Hi.
So we're here to give some low-down, easy, fun steps and tools to understand your body and understand how easy it is to make simple health changes that can change the way you live in the future. Jana?
Yes.
I have been lucky enough to work with her for over 15 years. We're good friends, and we have done a lot of this journey together.
Boy, that's the truth. I've really enjoyed the insights I've gotten from the way you've approached this whole field.
Well, when I started 15 years ago, I think the biggest thing that was hard for me was to really just figure out what was real, what was true, and what wasn't true, because the whole field of health, and especially health and nutrition, is very complex and really confusing.
Boy, that's the truth. I have people tell me all the time, Barbara, that they walk into a health food store or even some of other stores that now sell health-type products, and they just feel overwhelmed by what they see on the shelves. And oftentimes when they ask us, you know, what our interest is, I know that when I start to talk about it, their eyes kind of glaze over, and I think, you know, the marketing out there in the world has made this so complex, and I love having this approach that we're going to be discussing, because it's not that complex. It's really a lot of common sense.
It is a lot of common sense, and it's about doing things that are doable. When you talked about the confusion in the health food aisle, there's over 70,000 supplements in a regular-sized Whole Foods.
Wow.
70,000 is pretty astounding to consider.
Wow.
And, you know, people don't have time. People don't have time to get a degree in nutrition. For a long time, people felt like they could go to their doctor, and he could tell them what was wrong if they weren't feeling well, and he'd be able to give them advice on what to do to make themselves feel better. And there has come an understanding in the past 10 or 15 years that while Western medicine has some really important things to offer us, boy, if you are hurt in an accident, I want to be in America, it really doesn't have the tools that give you good health for life, because that is not the focus of medicine. The focus of medicine is to find a symptom and fix it. And while that might be okay if you have a broken limb and you want it fixed, it's not so good if you never figure out how come you keep getting more and more symptoms that don't feel very good. And my passion is empowering people to make the best choice they can without having to read a bunch of books.
Well, that appeals to people that are really busy and juggling a lot of decisions, and oftentimes one person in the family kind of takes on that responsibility of trying to make the meals healthy, and, you know, where do you buy food without bug spray on it, and, you know, it becomes so complex that I can understand why people feel overwhelmed.
Absolutely. And in America, in a lot of the world, but especially in our country, we really are marketed to. It's a way of our life. You know, we get advertisements for everything. And breaking down the advertisement to understand what's being told that's truthful versus what's being said to sell a product, you know, most of us don't have that ability. And frankly, we don't want to have that ability. We want to be able to pick out what we need and make a difference in our life and go on and have some fun.
Well, that's what I love about this framework that we've been operating in, is that it's really helped me simplify. Because, you know, I know my personal health and the health of others around me, you know, it's not something that just stays the same all the time. And that doesn't mean it gets complex. It's just sometimes one area might need a little more support than another. So I like breaking it down into these simple groups. I was curious, Barbara, I know you've been interested in this field of nutrition for over 15 years, and you've worked with a lot of people that were trying to have a healthy diet. And so some people would go for the whole food nutrition or the raw food diet or vegetarian or South Beach or macrobiotics. And I wondered how that left you feeling, what it is you experienced from those different approaches.
Well, that's a great question. Outside of confusion, as, you know, every proponent of each of those diets was adamant that theirs was the only real best thing out there. There was also a lot of, I really got a chance to see that, you know, there are people with a great diet who aren't particularly happy and who aren't particularly healthy. And it wasn't because they weren't trying or willing to learn. Oh my gosh, the amount of time that I have been lucky to see people be willing to spend on their health has been phenomenal. And so it really did begin my journey and my search for what is the underlying structure to these diets. Is there something that's the same in all of them? And what's different that might not work? And so the whole House of Health concept really did come about by the incredible exposure I did have to raw food trainers like Victoris Kolvinskis, macrobiotic gurus like Steve Gagné, for example, some people who have been well-known for 10 or 20 years, sometimes more than that, and really breaking down the principles of each of these diets and bringing to the people today what really is at the basis of good health. And you can be vegetarian, you can be vegan, you can be a raw food vegan, you can be a macrobiotic. It doesn't necessarily matter the framework you want to put it in. It matters what you put in your mouth.
Well, you know, that our culture seems really obsessed with proteins, carbs, and fats.
Oh, man, isn't that the truth? And that is that, you know, is it the South Beach? Is it the Atkins? Is it the Zone diet? And, you know, underneath, is it a protein or a carb or a fat? The real story is what's making up your protein, what's making up your carbohydrate and your fat. And that's where I'm going to go to. And I can make a promise that people who listen to this show, if they really want, they can take this simple health model into that Whole Foods with 70,000 supplements, and every single one of those 70,000 supplements will fall into one of these three basic groups I'm going to be discussing and teaching people. Because I did that. I did that over, and I drove 13,000 miles, and I went to every health food store in America on that trip that was available to go to, and I tested out this model. A road test. That was a true road test.
Wow.
Now you, Jana, you know, I know that you also have been in the field of nutrition for over 15 years, and you actually sold vitamins at one time, didn't you?
Well, you know, it's funny because I kind of fell into it myself. I owned a salon for many, many years, and that was really enjoyable for me. I love working with people, and I love the creativity. And I was very aware of that not being the healthiest environment because of the outgassing and chemicals that you work with And I began to notice some symptoms, which I didn't really know were immune-oriented, but I just called it allergy. And I started out, I found some synthetic, they didn't call them synthetic, they called it hypoallergenic vitamins. Actually, the Dallas Cowboys were using them at the time, and I did really well with them. And so I started selling those so that I could take as many as I wanted to help me pay for them. And that was how I kind of got introduced. And as time went by, I started asking some questions about that. And I realized, I really had to ask myself, do I want to take a synthetic hypoallergenic vitamin? It seemed a little incongruent with the healthy lifestyle that I was wanting to develop.
Well, we're going to go into some more detail about what you just talked about, the whole, what do you mean synthetic, what do you mean synthetic, because that's really the key, because this is really getting down to what we had talked about a little bit ago, which is it marketing or is it real? And in our world, that might be the single most important question you ever ask yourself about everything in our life, because we're marketed to, 24/7.
Well, it sure makes it easier to come up with the right answer when you ask the right questions.
Oh, boy. Well, and, I think I'm very passionate about this, too. My program focus and the goals, I'm going to be real upfront what my goal is. My goal is that anyone can get the best supplement, make the best dietary choice for the benefit they are looking for. And I am passionate that if they also want it, that I give them information and education. Frankly, I would rather they be able to get what they need and not know why than not be able to get what they need. And I do hope that people do want to learn, because I think for many people in our world today, we're at an impasse. We're at a health impasse. Our children are really suffering. We have autistic children that are a 30% increase per year in autistic symptoms. ADD and ADHD, same thing, 20 to 30% increase a year. Far more frightening than that for me is that the number one demographic for marketing antidepressants, the biggest increase, percentage of increase in antidepressant usage last year was in preschoolers.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're talking drugs that have never been formally tested for long-term or even short-term use. And over 1 million children are now on antidepressants who are under 5 years old. Now, this is a time where life is perfect. Life is beautiful. The world is a wonder. And we have children who need antidepressants to get through the day. And that, it absolutely terrifies me for our society that we're so divorced from the self-empowerment of how to help our children and how to help ourselves have a life that's meaningful, because we can appreciate it. It takes energy to live, and it takes energy to love. And when I can give you a tool that gives you the ability to do that, I feel like I have made a difference in the world. So that's what our show's focus is about. We're going to demystify how your health works. I'm going to give you tools to use. And again, I don't even care if you really understand everything. I'd rather you know what to do than know why to do it. And I'm hoping you want to know why when you're done.
Well, so many people ask us about, the statistics of how many people in this country, like 6 million people are diagnosed with sleeping problems. I had someone ask me why there were so many handicapped spaces in front of every new building, and I was reading statistically how diabetes is on such a huge rise, and how often young people are having their limbs removed from diabetes, and they're all going to be in wheelchairs and vans, and they're going to need those parking places. And so statistically, in our government is aware of, what is going to be needed. But I would much rather see these things headed off at the pass with some good old-fashioned common sense. People used to arrive at their different stages of life with more health in their bucket. They weren't as depleted with stress and toxins and just the when you talk about the children being so environmentally and nutritionally deficient that they're needing antidepressants, it's time for people to start saying what they know is true about how easy it is to really find your own personal homeostasis.
Yes, and homeostasis means health that is stable.
Yes.
And that's what our body is always striving for, stable health. You know, we had a conversation earlier today that really struck me because we were talking about, you know, how are we going to go about introducing this concept of our house of health and this health model. And you said something about, you know, it's really important that people understand about regeneration, and it hit me. You know, prevention is regeneration. Prevention sounds like something, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to learn something. Yikes, it's probably not going to be any fun.
Yeah,
but regeneration is like, ooh, that's a benefit I want. But the truth is, true prevention will always result in regeneration because that is our body's innate intelligence.
Well,
maybe that will help people understand prevention isn't all no fun.
Yeah, prevention sounds like you're going to have to give something up.
Yep.
But I love the fact that if you scratch your hand, the miracle of the intelligence and wisdom of your body is that scratch will heal.
Our bodies are amazing, miraculous machinery that is more complex than the, talk about a microcosm of the universe. It is such an amazing gift that we have. And it has been built over millennium, 20, 30,000 years, we have built this body's ability to do the work it does from the food that nature has given us.
Mm-hmm.
And we have dramatically impacted what we eat. And more importantly, we've dramatically impacted what the food we eat can offer us to nourish us. And so I am really a big believer in nourishment. And again and again and again, we see people who have dramatic life changes in a very short amount of time once they're given what will support their house of health.
Well, it's a great way to look at it, with making these simple upgrades so that you don't really have to give something up. You just actually choose something that's more complementary to whatever your desired outcome, whether it's more energy, more focus, a better mood, sweeter smelling breath, brighter smiling skin. You know, it's all connected.
It's all connected, and you're right. It can be simple upgrades, because one of the nice things about what we're going to talk about and what we're going to teach and what we're going to go in from now on is that it isn't dependent on you changing everything else. And that, I think, for a lot of people, that's just overwhelming. They have an intention that they want to change their diet, or they have an intention that they want to lose that weight, or they have the intention that they're going to, you know, not watch so much TV and do something else. And it takes energy to make a change. And so what we're offering is, you know what? Make this one simple step that's an addition of something. Don't even try to change everything else first, because until you have the energy, you probably won't be successful. Make a step that you can commit to, and then you may find that you have enough energy to make a second step that you can commit to. Because by a commitment, I mean something as simple as go and buy a $20 water filter and put it on your faucet in your kitchen. You didn't have to change your diet, and you've removed one of the most toxic sources that we have in most cities, which is tap water.
Yeah, there's some pretty interesting studies out there right now just about the pharmaceutical drugs that aren't removed through the city filtering system that people are then taking everyone else's prescriptions, where you might even be avoiding prescriptions.
Oh, my gosh, in London, England... Actually, not even just in London. I think it was actually in more than one place, but in London for sure. 3 years ago, they found Prozac in the groundwater.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, what?
Yeah. Yes. I read one study where recently in Los Angeles there were steroids, cancer drugs, hormones, all the things you wouldn't want your puppy or your child or yourself to be ingesting in the city water.
Yeah, it's true. So that's a simple upgrade, a very simple upgrade, and it's an inexpensive upgrade that most people can probably afford to do. You know, get yourself a nice big jar and quit buying bottled water, and you've paid for your water filter in a month.
Boy, that's the truth.
So that's the kind of simple tools we're talking about. We're talking about helping you make the best choices to get the benefits you want. And, you know, one of the things that we're going to do as we go along is we want to get audience feedback. So we're going to be giving both an email and an 800 number because we'd like to have your questions. I'd really like to answer people's questions because I really feel it's a waste of my time to talk about something when somebody is waiting to hear a different answer. So I really enjoy making sure that I answer the questions of those people who are taking their time to listen to me.
Great, Barbara. Let me give that number. It's 1-800-220-6649. Or they could email at Starheart, Starheart, at Bigfoot, BIGFOOT.com.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is something that Jen and I do for a living. We are passionate about giving back to the communities that we live in, and that means this big wide world we're in. And so you will, that is a message machine on the 800 number, but we will be checking it and getting back to people. And when you write us a question, boy, I'll tell you, you're going to have it answered the next week because I want to make sure I get people's questions and their needs answered.
Oh, that'll be great. I love questions the best. We're actually all much more alike than we are different. People seem to regularly ask for the same things, you know, energy, focus, that good feeling of peace of mind, a sense of well-being, good digestion, and to feel good about what you eat, because right now most people spend a lot of their time focused on, are they going to eat out, are they going to cook, if they're going to eat out, what are they going to order. These are decisions that can, you know, get pushed to the side when you're trying to prioritize. So when you talk about the House of Health, Barbara, how do you feel that that's helpful for people to prioritize what steps they want to start with?
Great question. The priority, just like you said for me, is one, let's get them the nutrition they absolutely have to have in order to have the energy they need to live the life they want.
Great.
That's it in a nutshell for me. If you want to have the life you want, you're not going to have it if you don't have the energy to live it. And you're going to run out of energy if you're not feeding the vehicle that your life is being lived in, which is your body. I mean, think about it. You know, if you have a great high-performance Ferrari and you put unleaded in it or you know, it isn't going to run very well, and it's going to wear out faster, and oh my gosh, at some point your maintenance is going to get really expensive. That's how a lot of people are living today. You know, they're living on maintenance fees, and you can get calories from any food.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have the physical energy to run, but oh my gosh, your maintenance fees are going to get expensive if you don't have the right fuel, and that is what the House of Health is about. And today is just an overview of what the House of Health means. The House of Health is a model that we use, and it's been verified. It's been tested for 20 or 30 years of use and research and different types of nutritional studies, different types of nutritional thought forms. The House of Health is the name for this model that is really basic to what lies underneath those calories. What lies underneath, is it fat, is it protein, is it carbohydrate? Because the real question is, what are the micronutrients being given to you? And next week, I'm going to go into a lot of detail about what I mean by micronutrients with some real specific examples of what happens if you don't have them, along with what can happen if you do have them.
That sounds great.
Well, there's some exciting stories. I mean, you and I both have had exciting stories of people who've just had some dramatic changes in their life when they get the right nutrition. In fact, I just today got an email, saw an email from a woman. I'm going to pull it up right now, as a matter of fact. This is a woman who just started the nutritional program we work with. Jen and I both work with a company that provides micronutritional support in the House of Health. But you can get this anywhere, so you don't have to get it from us. It's something that's available. But this woman is taking the product that we work with. And so she wrote a note. I wanted to tell you I've been on the basic program for a few weeks now, and I've noticed a huge difference in my digestion, energy, and overall thinking. I feel so clear. My thyroid antibodies have dropped from 18 to 12.5. I am so excited because this was my target.
Wow.
In a few weeks, she's reached her specific health target. I wanted to share this with you because I feel testimonies are so important, and I'll keep you updated.
No, that's a perfect example of how the body is always looking for balance.
The body is able and willing to regenerate.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't give it what it needs, it can't. It just can't. It's like you have a great house, but you have no nails. Well, you're not going to put those walls up. Or, you know, you may have 50 pounds of nails, but if you don't have lumber, you're not going to make a frame. You need certain building blocks, and the House of Health is the building blocks you need. We're also going to talk in the future not just about nutrition, but about some of the other pieces around the toxic world that we now live in and what we can do to help that. We'll be talking about stress, how and why stress is such a huge deal above and beyond the fact it might give you a headache. Stress does kill us, absolutely. So we're going to be branching out beyond nutrition. But I have found that again and again I cycle back to, boy, when you do have the nutritional piece covered, you're so much more capable of handling the other things in your life that are going on. So, Jenna, what I would like to do is have you talk a little bit about what you discovered when you were selling vitamins and hypoallergenic vitamins in the early 80s. You'd said that you were told they're hypoallergenic and that they'd actually done well for you, but then you'd started to do some research on how they were made. And so I'd love to have you tell us a little bit about what you discovered on your journey to finding this House of Health and what whole food nutrition is about.
Well, it was interesting to me because I had taken other vitamins and different cleansing things and, you know, nutritional support that I thought would help me stay healthy in the beauty industry. And when I found these hypoallergenic vitamins, I actually got a lot more energy and I could feel them more. And I got really excited about that. And plus, at the time, the Dallas Cowboys were taking them, and I thought, hey, this is great. You know, I want this kind of stamina. And when I looked at the ingredients, they're coal, oil, and shale. And I called the man that I got them from, who had the company, and I said, you know, I'm a little uncomfortable because I just have this feeling I want to take natural vitamins. And he said, well, you know, wheat, corn, soy, these are the kind of things that a person like yourself is allergic to, correct? And I said, yes, I'm sensitive to those things. And he said, well, let me just give you an example. He said, let's take B vitamins, for example. He said, where do you think B vitamins come from? And I said, well, I guess grains. And he said, that's fine. That's great. He said, what kind of a B vitamin do you like to take? And I said, well, I like the really strong ones. Bees are really good. And he said, well, like what potency do you think? And I said, oh, heck, I don't know. Maybe like 1,500 milligrams. He said, that's great. He said, let's say you're the manufacturer. Can you picture the size capsule that would be? And I said, well, sure. And I thought, what is this guy doing, you know? But I thought, duh, but I went along with him, and he said, okay, so picture, you know, the grain of your choice just as an exercise, and you're going to put 1,500 milligrams. How much actual grain do you think that would take? Or he said, let's say it's a 3,000 milligram. How much grain do you think that would take in that capsule, and how would you fit that much grain in the capsule? And in my mind, I thought, well, I'm going to really grind this into a very fine powder and stuff it in there, and really stuff it in there to get that much. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm really not sure. I don't know enough about it. And he said, well, let me just tell you. He said, labeling-wise, in our country, if the base of the vitamin is natural, then on the bottle I say it's a natural vitamin B source, and I give the source. He said, but frankly, in order to get a certain amount of milligrams and have it be consistent, he said, they have to use the same synthetic, man-made ingredient type that we're using. And so you're getting the same thing that you're getting from me, only you're getting it with the base that you're allergic to. He said, so you tell me which is better. And I was kind of speechless because I thought, well, number one, that's just the kind of labeling that makes me crazy, because why should I have to be an expert in the law so that I can know if I'm really taking a natural vitamin or not? And I was just speechless, and it left me questioning. And, you know, I don't know all the right answers, but I do know that I get much better answers when I have the right questions. And I started asking a lot of questions, and it led me towards a journey of knowing that what I wanted was whole food nutrition, because I wanted these micronutrients that you're talking about, because as I studied the things that had changed in the soil and the farming industry and after World War II, where they took the chemicals that were used in making things for the war, and they didn't have that income, so then they made it into fertilizer, and then they put it on the plants, and you know, they stopped letting fields sit, and then there weren't really worms and bugs in the dirt anymore. And next thing you know, when they tested spinach, for example, you would have to eat 17 to 23 bowls in order to get the same amount of nutrition, micronutrients, that was in one bowl in like the 20s. And so my mind was just going, oh my gosh, I'm eating all this food that looks fabulous because no bug would eat it, but there's no nutrition, and so I'm still hungry all the time.
I love that, because you've really hit one of the keys to why diets don't work real well. You, by severely limiting calories, you can drop weight, but our bodies will eventually modify our metabolism to conserve the energy that we have left, because the real key to dropping weight, if you need to, is that you give your body enough of the super materials, the superfoods, the micronutrients, so that it can easily manufacture the energy it needs in order to provide what you need in order to live your life. When you've messed with that, your body doesn't want to drop the weight because it is in a state of panic at being starved. Not starved of calories, but starved of value. And so in the House of Health, just real briefly, we have three building blocks. One of those building blocks is what we call superfood nutrition. And a superfood is going to be a food that gives you a whole lot of micronutrients for not very many calories. And next week we're going to really focus down on superfoods and exactly what kind of nutrients are contained in them and what makes it a superfood versus what you get out of the regular market. The second building block is digestive nutrients, because no matter how great the food you eat is, if you're not digesting it and then able to utilize it, it will do you no good. And in our world today, with the amount of toxicity that we deal with tap water, with air pollution, with the amount of stress that we live under, with the type of drugs many people have needed to take throughout their lifetime, most of us don't have any digestive nutrients left. And again, in the future, you're going to hear great detail on why this can actually be the stumbling block for an entire immune deficiency that can set you up for dysfunction the rest of your life with your immune system. And the third building block in your House of Health is antioxidant nutrition. And that's one that people are really starting to get a clue about, because there's a lot of marketing. Eat blueberries. I mean, people are finally really getting aware. Wow, antioxidants seem like a real good deal. And, you know, yay for marketing, because it's true. Antioxidants are the only thing that are keeping you alive, cell by cell in your body. Your cellular life is dependent on having the right antioxidant, and if it doesn't have it, that cell isn't going to survive very long. So these are the three basic building blocks, and from these building blocks come those 70,000 supplements in your local Whole Foods. So we really are taking it down to the simplest, most basic level, so that, like you said, instead of going to, oh my God, do I have to have a degree so I know what natural means?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going there, we're going to help you understand what is happening at such a basic level that you can go in and pick two or three foods and know if they're really going to make a difference or if you're just getting some calories.
Well, that sounds like a great place to start, Barb.
Yeah, it's all about getting, to me, it's about making it work. Make it work. I'm like Tim Gunn on Project Runway. Make it work. So that is really what this show is about, giving you some tools, answering your questions, making sure that if you want, you are going to be able to get what you need to have a healthier life. Again, I do want to encourage anybody who has a specific question or comment to either call or email so that we can make sure we answer it next week. Jenna, do you want to repeat those numbers?
Sure. Just call 1-800-220-6649 or email at starheart, starhart, at bigfoot.com, bigfoot.com.
So now, do we have any closing comments that you might want to make? We're going to end a little early today. This is our first show, and so we're just kind of dipping our toes in, trying to see how it goes. Do you have any comments for the audience that might be listening in?
Well, you know, Barbara, I didn't mention that, you know, we're both licensed. You mentioned that I am licensed in the beauty industry for actually over 30 years, and you are licensed as an esthetician. And I think it does give us a unique perspective because oftentimes people are distracted thinking that their beauty or how they're perceived is from the outside in, where what both of us know professionally is that that vitality and the health of the largest organ of your body, your skin, that energy that radiates out is really the energy of health, and that is what's attractive. And when we're in touch and in harmony with that energetic, I think it's what people are really looking for, and they don't even sometimes know how to ask for it. But whether it's a little kid or an older person maybe in your family or yourself or your partner, we sure do know when it's not there.
It can be really subtle, but it's a very real thing, the energy you're talking about. And you're right. Beauty has become a real shallow word in our country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a beautiful girl. It was a beautiful thing. It has come to have such a shallow meaning. And I'm a professional artist also, and beauty is really the principle of finding spiritual love and spiritual fulfillment from the daily things in your life. The Native Americans, the Navajos, call it the beauty way. I will walk with beauty before me, and it really encompasses much more than am I pretty. And for me, there's a lot of metaphors in this world, and what we put into us does have the ability to make our skin glow. It has the ability to make our eyes bright. It has the ability to give us enough energy that we might walk down the street. I'm sure you've all experienced when you walk down the street and you see somebody and they're just so attractive. And you're not looking at their face. You're looking at the energy they're walking with. And that's what we're talking about harnessing and helping people to find again, that energy that makes them beautiful from spiritual level right on down to the texture of their skin.
I really like how to demystify this idea, this concept, in the most simple, basic terms that anyone can look at, to me is really, really important. And I know that in the salon for years, I could tell what was going on with people by how their hair felt when it was wet or if they were taking medications. And so I was more aware of how everything we put into our body actually affects us.
Absolutely. And, you know, not everybody is going to have the money to buy all of their food organic at Whole Foods.
That's right.
Most people aren't going to have the time
mm-hmm.
to do the kind of education and study maybe that would let them figure this out on their own. And so, you know, it's really important that, for me, that we offer easy to understand, very doable, simple options for life. So that you don't have to tell yourself, oh, I could never do that because it's out of my price range, or, oh, that sounds good for them, they got lots of time. I mean, I really want everybody to be able to benefit if that's what they want to do.
Well, I sure like that, because to me it's not really an upgrade unless it's time-wise, affordable, efficient, effective, enjoyable, and duplicatable. And I have a bottle of natural soap under my sink, and somebody saw me shake it the other day, and I took the lid off and I held it under the sink, and the bubbles that came out of the little lid went into my mop bucket. And my friend said, is that all you're going to use? Because, you know, most people use about a quarter of a cup of their soap or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, watch how great it works. And I got my little white mop out and did all this. And my friend was like, wow, you just used, you know, what had stuck to the cap of that. And I held up the bottle and I said, you know, this bottle is probably 15 years old. You know, because I use so much less than what it says, because marketing-wise, they'd like me to use a quarter of a cup. But from experimenting, I found that my floor, which is a white tile, I mean, I could tell if it wasn't clean.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of upgrades that people can make that really will save them a lot of money.
Yep, that's right. And that's above and beyond the nutrition we're talking about. We are talking about other little steps like that that can make a difference in somebody's life and their ability to, get along with the least amount of toxicity possible.
Well, that sure adds to quality of life. Well,
It makes a difference.
Well, I'm really looking forward to the next show. You're going to discuss what is superfood and why a person needs one, and perhaps how much they need, and how to tell the difference between superfoods, because, you know, some things are not as active as others. I mean, you do kind of get what you pay for sometimes.
You know, I'm definitely going to be talking about, you know, how do you separate the marketing hype from the reality? Because
all right,
it is confusing, and I want people to be able to make choices that can fit into any budget and to any time style. You know, some people are going to want to have a supplement that they can take in the morning and not worry about it. Other people may want to know what they can grow in their, you know, in their own windowsill garden. So we're going to really cover a lot of options on, you know, what is that superfood? And first of all, why do you really need one?
Right.
And in our life today, I do think we need them. Well, Jana, thank you so much. I'm really grateful that you're on the call with me, and I'm really looking forward to our future shows.
Oh, me too. I really, this is one of my favorite subjects, and I'm looking forward to the questions that we're going to get from the friends that tune
me
in.
Me too. Okay, thank you all. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to The Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to The Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today. You're listening to globaltalkradio.com.